I'd like to thank the Lord tonight for keeping me from getting a bad cold while I've been here. I came down with all the symptoms of taking a cold on the way down, and that might not sound like much to some, but when I get a cold, I get a cold. I don't fool around with it. In other words, I'm subject to go to bed for a couple of days. Of getting one, to me anyway, then the next day my nose got to burning. That's a definite second sign. And then got a headache. That's another real good sign. But the Lord stopped it just before it got broke loose. And I'm thankful for that. I appreciate that. I've had the Lord to do that for me so many times. And then the devil came along and wanted me to baptize little Larry yesterday. And so I'd known him ever since he was a baby about. So I wanted to do it. I'm glad to do it. The devil said, if you go baptize, you're sure going to get a cold. But we went on baptized, and I still don't have no cold, so I'm thankful for that tonight. And like I said, when I get a bad cold, it just knocks me out. We desire your prayers tonight as we feel a little burden on our heart. The Lord laid on our heart this afternoon, today. I didn't bring anything down here, like I said before. But the Lord began talking to my heart about a thought. And I want to say this, that we certainly have appreciated being here in the meeting. I've enjoyed being in the meeting. I've got much encouragement to my soul since I've been here. And I feel like that I'm going back home, will be going, Lord willing, back with better than I came. And that's the way I like to go to meeting. I like to, when I attend a meeting, I want to go away better than I was when I come. And I feel like that I can go back north and better than I came. And I appreciate that. Appreciate the Word of God we've been hearing preached. And pray the Lord to help us all to get our part of it. The little thought that came to my mind, I had to get some scripture to kind of go with the thought. Most of the message the Lord gives me just comes through a thought. And then I scripture added to it. If I came back it with a scripture, it ain't no good anyway. But I got a little saw, scroll saw-like thing in the mail. Wife ordered it for us here some days ago. And it was a very simple little thing, not very big. But I got that thing down. There was some parts that had to be put on it. It had to be put together some. Wasn't all this shipped completely together. So I thought, my, this is a simple little thing here, nothing to that. So I got down there on the floor and I got tore it, got it out of the package, and I began to put it together as best I knew how. And right away I run into problems, didn't know what to do about this and that. So I fooled with it for a while and couldn't figure it out just how it went. And then there was a thought came to my mind that I've heard many times before. When you've tried everything else, read the directions. Read the directions. When you've tried it all, when you've tried, you know, about everything they send, like that, got directions in there, you know. Number one, and A goes here, and B goes there, and C goes there. And, I mean, they go to a lot of trouble to put those directions in there, you know. But no, that's a little old screw here, a little old screw there, and that's nothing to that. I can do that. And you generally get something on the wrong place, and you got to take it off, change it, put it back. But that thought came to my mind. It said, when it just came to my mind, I'd heard that said before. When you tried everything else, then read the directions. And that's a thought that came to me this afternoon, or today sometime. When we've tried, and we have looked and we've searched, and we got confused about something or another, or we don't know what to do about something or another, or something that we don't know what to do about sometimes, you know, there's a place where we can go and get some directions. We have the directions right here before us tonight. This is the directions that lead from earth to heaven. And when you can't understand many things that happen, my recommendation is tonight that you look in the book. Look in the book. Little old Sister Abbott used to say the Lord didn't necessarily call her to preach, but she said that the Lord called her to read the book. Read the book. Well, that's a good calling, isn't it? Read the book. So she done a pretty good job at it sometime, reading the book. So tonight, I just laid this burden on her heart. And I feel like probably that there must be some souls here tonight who don't know just exactly what to do. Don't know where to go. Don't know what to do about it. You've got confused about some things, or you're not certain about this, or what decision to make, or which way to turn. I'd like to recommend to you tonight the directions. Get your directions. Where to find your directions at? Right in the Word of God. Right in the Word of God. And I pray the Lord will help us now tonight. I want to read a little scripture here in the 107th Psalm. And I felt like we'd go with our thought. 26th verse said, "They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. And he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." Many people today, I feel like, are at their wits' end. Wits' end. I'm wondering tonight if there isn't somebody here, probably, that's right at their wits' end. Don't know what to do. Don't know which way to turn. They've tried this and it didn't work, and they tried that and it didn't work. And they've got confused about this thing and about that thing. But I want to tell you tonight, and this will be our theme, probably our main thought, that you and I have the Word of God. We have the Word of God. And it's forever settled in heaven and earth. The Lord has been burdening my heart much of late. We sang the old song sometime. And I want you to know that I don't have anything particular in mind. Not getting at anybody or any people or anything like that. But the Lord has been very much impressed of late for some time. We sang the old song in our book, "Back to the Blessed Old Bible." Back to the Blessed Old Bible. I feel if there ever was a time, we heard a message this morning about being on the foundation. That's the Word of God, of course. But I feel in this day that you and I are living in, coming down as we've heard in the meeting, closing up to the end, very much perplexity. Jesus said there'd be like that, didn't he? He said that there would be, the seas would be roaring. I have never seen a time when the seas were roaring like they're roaring today. There's an upheaval in almost every corner of the earth. And there's an upheaval in almost every section of the country. And there's upheaval, Lord help us, gets right close to home sometimes. Comes right down close to home sometimes. Right down into the families. right down into the congregation sometimes. Upheavals. Seas roaring. I don't think he's talking about the Atlantic or the Pacific. But he's talking about emotions. And not emotions, but eruptions is what I was trying to say. And upheavals and confusion and all those kind of things. And he said the seas would be roaring. And men's hearts would be failing them. I never seen a time when so many people are failing. And I never saw a time when so many people seem to be so confused to know what to do. To know what to do. At their wit's end. Don't know which way to turn. And the religion in the world today has gotten so, what shall I say, so form, it's just such a form of things that people, generally speaking, have just lost confidence in religion. Just lost, they can't see religion as the answer to their problems because it's been such a confused mess in the world today. I don't know of anything in the world today where there's more confusion than there is about religion. I've made statements like this, and I can make it again. If I did not know that the Lord saved my soul, if I did not know for a reality that God is real, if I had not tested and proved that His Word, and I did not have a vision of the church, of the truth, of the way of God, I wouldn't have nothing to do with religion in no form or fashion. Because it's the biggest mess I've ever seen anything. Religion is a mess in the world. I know about false religion. It's a mess in the world. It's a mess. People believe in everything. People don't know which way to turn. Don't know what to do. Don't know where to look to. But oh, thank God tonight. I'm glad that if I could get to talk to them a little bit, I can point them to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. I can point him right to the Word of God and say it's written in a book. It's written in a book. If you want to find out the way, find the book. God, find you a book somewhere. Not just any book, but the book. The book. Find the book. Search it out. Look into it. Read it. Thank God for it this morning, this evening. I'm glad for the Word of God. Men's hearts will be failing them. Many people are failing today. Their heart, I don't believe he's now talking about natural heart attacks. That's happening too in the world. A lot of people dying in their 30s and 40s with heart attacks and something you used to never hear tell of. I don't know, it could refer to that maybe a little bit or something another. But oh, I'm thinking the Bible's talking mostly about spiritual things. Men's hearts failing them. And it says there would be perplexities, perplexities. Oh, this word perplexity, it means difficult. We are living in very difficult times. We're living in a very upheaval time. I believe a dictionary said something about that word was hard to manage. It's hard to manage. I tell you, we're living in a world, it's hard to manage in this old world. I feel sorry. My very soul goes down to people today that are living in the world. My very soul goes down to our young people, to our young married people that are trying to raise families in this world. I know some of the burdens they have. I know some of the hardships they're going through. I know some of the things that they're having to suffer and the things they're having to bear. Can't pay their bills sometimes. Overcharged, overladen, in debt. Some of them couldn't help it. Just living got them in debt. We're living in an awful time today. But oh, people, sometimes they just get to the place where they just throw up their hands. How many people is it in this age that we're living in? Hundreds every day that just they get so perplexed and they get so at their wits' end and things get so confusing that they just take a gun and blow their brains out. I feel like that's the only way out. Hundreds of people do that every day. Just end it all. Just come down to the place where they don't know any way out. It looks like all they can do is just kill themselves. That's all they can do. Therefore, we're living in a confused age today. Oh, perplex
perplexity. I seas are roaring. Men's hearts failing them for looking up on the things that are coming on the earth. But oh, I want to urge you tonight. Look up, he said, because your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption draws nigh. I want to encourage you tonight. And my burden is tonight that we look in the book. If you're confused tonight. If you don't know which way to turn tonight. If you're in trouble tonight. If you've got something you can't get the victory over tonight. I want to tell you tonight. Maybe you heard it one way. Somebody said it's this way. Another said it's that way. Somebody advised you this way. Somebody advised you another way. My encouragement to you tonight. If you find yourself in a state like that, look right in the book. It'll tell you exactly what to do about it. It'll tell you. I'm glad it's an open book tonight, praise God. It said he sought for a man to open the thing up and couldn't find nobody. Looked up in heaven, looked down in the earth, under the earth. I could find nobody to open the book and loose the seals thereof. But praise God, John said, I came along and said, weep not. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the book and loose the seals thereof. Praise God, this is an open book tonight. You can read it. I can read it. We don't have to have somebody just to interpret it for us all the time. You can read it for yourself. You can get a hold of it. It's a book of books, bless God. And you can look into it. And you can find the route that leads from earth to heaven. You can find the answer to your problem and to your troubles tonight. I'm talking about a people. Now, Lord, help us tonight. I know we have preachers. I know we have teachers. And God sets them in the body for the edifying of the body of Christ and for the instruction, for the work of the ministry, and so forth and so on. But I just feel today, tonight, that there's probably folks right here tonight that have got so confused that they don't know which way to look. They've heard so much. They've seen so much. They've been involved so much. They've tried this and they've tried that. And one said this and another said that. My encouragement to you tonight is find you a place. Look in the book. I ask God to direct you in that thing and he'll show you the way out of this thing. I have that confidence tonight. I told folks somewhere last night here, somebody was troubled about something or another. I said, put it in the hands of the Lord. Praise God tonight. I'm not afraid to recommend God to you tonight. I ain't afraid to trust you in the hand of the living God. I can put you there and say, read the book. Pray and ask God to direct you, and I can relax on that very thing tonight. God help us tonight. At the wit's end. Don't know where to turn. Don't know which way to look. I've heard this and I've heard that. I've seen that. A confusion here. A confusion there. One said this and one said that. I got this counsel. I got that advice. Now I don't know what to do. Listen tonight. This is something like we talked the other day. But it's a burden on our heart tonight that in this day that you and I are living in a day of much upheaval and a day of much confusion, in a day of many things going on, I want to try to urge you tonight to look to Jesus tonight, look in the Word of God, find out what you need to do. God is faithful. I'm glad for the times we hear about. I'm glad what Brother Danny brought out about the people of Russia. That encouraged my heart from thoughts I've been thinking about. Praise God. He says, he said the other day, we ain't got no monopoly on this thing. God can reveal truth to people in Russia or China just the same as he can. We don't, who are we anyway? We think because we're such a color and we're such a place and live in America. We got some kind of a special deal or we're some kind of special people and we got to take this thing all over the world. I believe God is just as able to reveal truth to people's heart in the farthest corner of the world as he is right here. I believe God. I can raise up preachers. I believe he can reveal truth. I believe he can teach people just as well as probably, well, I know he can do it better than you and I can. That's encouraging to me to find somebody that knows the truth, got a hold of it from God. You know, I'm just thinking he's talking history. They might have brought it over here to us. We kind of take it then. They might have been brought it over here. And so it is tonight. God help us tonight. I'm glad for God who's able. I thought about the little book about the robber, wasn't it? What was the name of it? Posher, whatever it was, all them old bunch of robbers. They found this little book somewhere or another, and a bunch of them over there, and they was outlaws and murderers and all those things, and they got a family. Somebody they robbed had a little book in his pocket. Thank God for the little book tonight. I'm glad for it tonight. It's forever settled in heaven and in earth. It'll never change. A man's opinions don't change this one bit. Man's ideas don't change this one bit. It still reads the same. It'll always read the same. Thank God for it tonight. I'm glad we can stand on it. I'm glad I can read it for myself. I'm glad that God can show me what he wants me to do right out of the book. Bless God tonight. Thanks the Lord tonight. Oh, they got that thing. You probably, most of you, read that little book. You shouldn't have any, be a good idea. Oh, but again, to read that thing, and it began to get a hold of them, and it began to work on them. I tell you, there's power in that little book right there. You get a hold of it, and you begin to read it, and it'll begin to take effect on you. May the Lord help us tonight how to get a hold of the book when you can't find nothing else. I'm not saying you can't find help maybe somewhere else. I'm not ruling human beings out of it. We're here ourselves. But I want to tell you tonight, I'm thinking that tonight that there's some people here that just don't know which way to turn. I'm just thinking tonight that you're discouraged with the whole mess, that you've got in a state of mind and a state of confusion, that you just don't know which way to turn. You've been to the altar, you've tried to make a start, it didn't work, it didn't last. You've tried it up and down, you've tried this, you've tried that, it didn't work. Now I want to tell you what to do. Look in the book, bless God, and see what it says in there, and do exactly what it says, and it will work, bless God. Oh, I'd love to see people get an experience with the Lord according to the book, bless the Lord. You get an experience according to the book, then you got something to stand on it. But if you get excited and you get scared and you get highly emotional, worked up something and other, when you can't use your right mind and you can't reason with God in any way, you many, many times you're going to come out with a bunch of confusion in your mind. Oh, I like to see people. Oh, praise God tonight. One sister over home some years ago, she had a hard time trying to get a hold of the things of God, and she'd come down to the house and we'd pray, and she'd seem to get some victory. She'd come to the altar and she'd seem to get some victory, and finally one night she came down to the house, and I told her, I said, well, we're not going to pray now tonight. We're just going to talk. We've prayed now, and we've just got down here, and we've wept, and we've cried, and we've prayed, and now you're still in trouble. We're just going to talk for a little while. I just got the book. Exactly what it says in this book here. Regardless of what you feel, regardless of what you think, regardless of what happened, you just do exactly what the book says, and then you'll be all right. You know, the sister got a hold of the thing, and she just, I told her over there, the Bible said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return unto God, and to he will pardon, he will have mercy, and abundantly pardon. You take a hold. That's good enough to save you right there. That'll save you right there. If you can get a hold of that and believe that with all of your heart and stand on it and live by it, it'll save your soul. If you forsake your ways and turn to God with all your heart, and God, and stand on that word, and this God, that'll see you right on through to eternity. If you do that very thing. Oh, I'd love to see people get a Bible experience. That's what we need tonight. We need a Bible experience with God. We don't look for something another. I'm going to run. What did he say one place? You did run well, but who did hinder you? I've seen people do that over the years. Oh, they'd get carried away and just get a hold of something or another. It looked like they're going to set the world on fire. And pretty soon they just burned down. They just burned down. But oh, praise God tonight. If you can get an experience, I want to urge you to do it tonight. Get you an experience on the Word of God. Believe what it says. Without feelings, without emotion, without some kind of a freight train blowing through. I just simply recognize my need of God, and I humble my heart. I accept His word. I believe it, and I'm going to live by it by the grace and help of God. And it'll take you all the way to heaven. Amen. It'll take you all the way to heaven tonight. Are you at your wit's end tonight? Or have you tried and it don't work? Are you confused tonight? Do you know which way to turn tonight? Oh, praise God. When you've done everything else, then read the directions, bless the Lord. When you fail to get it together, when it won't work right, and it don't run right, and it don't come out right, and it don't produce like it's supposed to do, then what happens is you fail to go back and get the directions out and read the directions and put it together like it says to do it, and it'll run fine, bless God tonight. May the Lord help us tonight. I don't know why the Lord has been burdening me so much along these lines, but I know we're living in a confused age. And I know exactly what that scripture's talking about because I've been there. And I don't mean before I got saved. I've been there since I've been saved. That I didn't know what to do. I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't have no answer. I didn't know nobody to go to. But oh, praise God. I'd either pick up the book or something, some good old scripture that was written in the Bible. Oh, the next morning, the lady I talked to you about there a while ago, don't remember exact scripture. Oh, but she got in her car to go to work the next morning. The devil said, you didn't get a thing last night. You didn't get a thing last night. You just thought you got something. Oh, the Lord spoke to her and he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. What was that? It was so definite and so clear that it almost astonished her in the car. I'll never leave you. Well, the thought come to her mind that she was instructed that last night to just stand on what the Word of God said. Well, the Word of God said He would never leave me and they'll never forsake me. Thank the Lord, I'm saved. I'm saved. Oh, we need to get a hold of the Word of God tonight. We need an experience according to the Word of God. We need to know what it says. We need to know what to do about it. And when something ain't right or something's confusing or something, you know that there's so much. I keep saying this, but that we're living in a world of confusion tonight. Much confusion. All around about, everywhere you look, there's confusion. Everywhere I go, there's confusion. Every place I go, you'll find a little confusion here, more there, and a little here, and so forth and so on. So tonight, if the enemy has got anybody here tonight in a state of mind of confusion, that you've got just almost lost hope, you've almost lost interest, and you're about ready to throw the whole thing over and say there's no use to it, let me give you this stuff. Let me entreat you tonight to give it one more try and look into the book. Look into the book and see what it says about your case. Yes, it's an answer in there for you. There's an answer in that book for you. And remember, it's an open book that's available. You can read it tonight and you can find out what it says about your particular problem. I don't know with a crowd this size. I'm sure that there's a lot of folks in here that's got different problems. And some of you tonight. I don't know what to do about them. But listen to what this man said here. Oh, it says here, they mount up to heaven. They go down against to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's a lot of heartaches in this old world today. There's a lot of sorrow in this old world today. I meet people all the time that's got troubles. I got people that don't know which way to turn. Lord help us. Maybe some have experienced. Into people that they're at their wits' end. They don't know what to do. What are you going to do if you got a young wife that's 19 years old and you've only been married 3 months and you come home one night and she's laying in the bedroom with her brains laying out on the floor where she shot him out? What are you going to do if you come to a place that the poor man didn't know what to do? He didn't know which way to turn. May God help us. There's sorrows in the world. There's grief in the world. There's pain in the world. There's people that's in trouble tonight and they don't know which way to turn. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight to point them to the Word of God, to the Lamb of God. Yes, there is trouble. He said He would comfort all that mourn. I enjoy comforting people. I enjoy that. I just enjoy comforting somebody, trying to comfort somebody who's in trouble. I enjoy to do that. Oh, when I can find them in trouble. I run into people that have financial problems. They've got sickness. They're dying with cancers. And I know people like this tonight. Oh, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn to. I praise God. One man over there at home is dying. May already be dead now. But we're glad that we got to visit him some and read some of the word to him and talk to him about Jesus. I don't know. He don't know anything like we know. But I have good hope right in here. Lord, help you and I tonight. I want to tell you tonight, there's a way out of this thing that you're in tonight. If you're in trouble tonight, there's a way out tonight. If you're in sick and you don't know which way to turn and you've lost confidence, oh yes, there's people today. There's people right around us that's lost confidence in this and confidence in that and lost confidence in some people and all those kind of things. But bless God. Don't ever lose confidence in His Word. If I fail you, if I'm not everything I ought to be to you, I'm just a human being, and I may fail you somewhere or another. I may let you down. I don't intend to. I don't want to. But bless God, I tell the congregation, if I go wrong, you go on with the Word of God anyway. May the Lord help us tonight. I like to see folks get a Bible experience with the Lord. Get something from the Bible, and not something that's something that you don't know what you got. You know, if you don't know what you got, you could lose a thing not know you lost it. But, oh, may the Lord help us tonight. In their trouble, people in trouble today. People right around us in trouble today. People that come around our meetings in trouble today. They don't need to be discouraged. They don't need to be put down. They don't need to be criticized. They don't need to be stepped down upon. But they need somebody to take the Word of God and comfort them with that thing. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, help us tonight. The Bible said that Jesus went around doing good. That's what He did when He was here. He just went around doing good. Healing the sick, comforting those who were in trouble, doing those kind of things, helping poor fallen humanity. God help us tonight that we can get a hold of the Word of God, get back to the Bible. I want the Lord to help me. I purpose in my heart just lately that I won't ever message I preach to become right out of the Word of God. I want to lay my opinions aside and my ideals aside, what I think about it and what so and so, and just take just what the Word of God says for it and just back it with the Word of God, and then it'll always work. It'll always be right. It'll always come out right. There won't be no confusion about it, and it'll be just right. We're at our wit's end. People are at their wit's end. I believe there's folks right here tonight that want to be saved. And they've been fooling around. They've got mixed up. And they've seen so much. They've heard so much. They've maybe been involved in so much and got entangled with so much that they don't know which way to turn to. Don't know where to look to. But I want to encourage you tonight. There is yet a place you can look to, bless God. And you can get a hold without feeling, without fuss, without anything else. You can just find it in the book. Take a stand for it and live by it. And it'll wager in the day of judgment, bless God. That's what I really want to get a hold of. You know what we're going to be judged by? Jesus said, I didn't come to judge this whole world. But he said, the words that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. I'm not going to be judged by what you think. I'm not going to be judged. You're not going to be judged by what I think. We're going to be judged right out of this book. Right out of this book is what we're going to be judged. Us that know how to read and have enough intellect to understand, we're going to be judged right out of that book. Right there. Just what it said. My hope and everything built right on the Word of God, because that's what's going to answer in the day. I ain't going to answer for you. You ain't going to answer for me. And I'm not going to take you to heaven. I'm not going to send you to hell. We're going to answer to God. Every man needs to God for himself. I'm getting a hold of it. I believe this tonight. I believe it's a time we do that. Nobody loves unity more than I do. Nobody loves the working together more than I do. Nobody's interested in the work of God more than I am. But I'm going to tell you today, we're living in a time. I don't know. Brother Porter here, some years ago, up to Akron, it's been a number of years ago, up there he said, I don't know, he was reading over there in the book of Daniel, and it said something about you over there, you maybe have to live for God right out there by yourself. There may not be very many congregations left, and we can see it happening almost. In my 30 years being around the saints, I've seen a number of little congregations close up and go out of business. I've seen it myself, and so I don't know what will happen before the end comes, but I'd like to urge you tonight, young people and old people and middle-aged people, saved people and unsaved people and all that's there tonight, build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. Build it on the Word of God. And then if you're shipped off at a Siberia somewhere, you can still have God. You can still know where you're at. You can still know where you stand, because your life is not built on what man says, but what does say the Word of God. And I can stand on it. I can live by it. I can die with it. I read about the book on the man that was Alabama's senator up here for a number of years, who was in the prison over there in Vietnam for 7.5 years. And there was a bunch of those men. One fella had one little book, not a book of Psalms, but one chapter of Psalms. And they kept it hid. And they lived off of that thing. They lived off of that thing, just about it. And how they do it? They tapped the wall. Message through the wall to the next man. Next man over next cell, he'd tap it out through. One little chapter of Psalms is all the Word of God they could get a hold of, and a whole bunch of those men lived and kept their senses and was able to keep from losing their very minds through the comfort of that one little book and chapter of Psalms. There's power in the Word of God. That's real. It's real tonight. It's the Word of God. And you need, and I need, to build our life on the book, bless the Lord, and have an experience like the book says, and build my life. I ain't going to accept it if it ain't the Word of God. If you're going to teach me something, you're going to tell me something, I want to know. You're going to have some Bible for that thing. I'm not talking about verse and word right now. I know there's principles, but you've got to have something there that will prove that the Bible applies to that thing. That's what I'm talking about tonight. But I don't just tell me. I want to know what the Bible says. I pray God to help me tonight. I'm glad for what God's doing for me along this land. I'll tell you, some of you, we've read about some that when somebody would come along And I want to be able to be more like this. Come along and ask for advice or ask for counsel or something or another. Let's just see what the book says about that case. Oh, the Lord help. That'll solve every problem. That'll clear up the mess. That'll clear up the matter. There won't be no confusion. I've been around the saints for 30 years and never any confusion comes out of the Word of God. All confusion comes. I mean, somebody warped it. Somebody misunderstood it. Somebody put out their own opinions and their own ideals, and it caused confusion. When it happens like that. I've sat in these camp meetings for 25 years, and I've sat in hundreds of meetings. One time there at Monarch and Myrtle, I sat in 60 of some meetings in a row, never missed a one. Three meetings a day for 2.5 weeks. Oh, listen, and I remember that year, I'm going to listen to everything that's preached. But as long as we stay with the Word of God and we stay with the principles of the teaching and the doctrines of the Word of God, it don't cause no confusion. It edifies people. It saves people. It lifts people up. It challenges people. It causes them to dig deeper. It causes them to walk straighter. It causes them to want to do the will of God. But when I've been guilty of it, I just confess it, and not intentionally. But God help us tonight. I want to get back to talking about getting back to something. I want to get back on the Word of God. If you'll accept that and believe that, it'll work in your soul and it'll get you to heaven. That's where we're all. You getting anything out of this? You believe this? This is where many failures take place. We get on the Word of God. We're depending on something another, some kind of a feeling, some kind of a something another that don't work. It don't last. It won't hold up under the storms. It won't hold up under the trials. It won't hold up under persecution. What did he say? There's something about they received the Word for a little while, and by they were offended by the Word. I tell you, get a good old Bible experience with the Lord, and the Word of God won't offend you. The Word of God won't offend you if you get a Word, if your life is built on the Word of God. I mean, if the Word is preached under the anointing and put in its right place and not used out of context, Lord help us right here tonight. A lot of confusion. In the wrong position somewhere or another, to the wrong source and to the wrong condition. All this scripture was put in there for a reason. It's precept upon precept, line upon line, little here and a little there. And you take a scripture and apply it to the wrong side. What did they say there? Rightly dividing the Word of truth. We need to be able to rightly divide the Word of truth. You can take it and apply it and misuse it and do damage with it tonight. Yes, you can. You can do damage with the Word of God. You can cut people off. You can discourage people. You can run people away. Yes, you can. You can run them away. You can run them off. I've seen them offended. I've seen him turned away. I've seen the Word of God put right out over the pulpit. And that wrong folks all never came back. God help us tonight to be able to rightly divide the Word of truth and put it out for what it means, what it was intended for, what the Lord intended it to find. You can turn over there, choose out a little old verse of Scripture somewhere or another, and apply it to almost anything. Almost anything. Lord, help me. I need something today. I need something. Lord, help me to open something here. Oh. And it came to pass. And it ain't going to happen to you today. Not have meant a thing to you at all. Not apply to your case one bit. Oh, but open the book. Search it out. We've been teaching over home how to study the Bible, how to get a hold of it. The Bible is written for us, not by men of old, but holy men of God. And they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And therefore tonight, we need the Holy Ghost to enable us to interpret. Great things have they. Love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. If I've got my life built on the Word of God, and you can show me, give me the Word of God, it won't offend me at all. But oh, if you take it out of context and you use it as a club and you try to drive somebody with it, it won't work. Jesus never drove anybody. He never made nobody serve him. He never made nobody live for him. He never made push it down nobody's throat or anything. I just thinking today, he said, come unto me, all you that labor, I'll give you rest. Behold, he made a great supper. And he said, come, for all things are now ready. Oh, the word of God, we got it before us tonight. It's here for you. There's a way out of your problem tonight. There's a way out of your trouble. Read the direction. Oh, if you're confused tonight about something or another. Oh, I remember a young fellow came one time and he got in trouble. One fellow said, well, I feel like you ought to move over here to this place and be in this congregation. And another said, well, I don't feel like you ought to do that. And another said this, and he had about three or four different advices on what to do. Oh, he was finally advised, just lay all that advice aside and get your word of God. Look to the Lord to lead you and do whatever God tells you. They don't know what that's after which thing. And they've tried this and they've tried that and it don't work. And they maybe they've lost confidence and maybe they've been disappointed. Oh, I'll tell you, one of the hardest things in the world is, and you and I, we need to be very careful who we disappoint, who we offend, who we hurt. Because tonight, oh yeah, don't mention that hurt. Tell me you don't get hurt, I ain't gonna believe it. We're still human beings and you do the right same thing and it'll hurt somebody now. As we had the other night, we're still a human being and we're going to be a human being as long as we live in this world. I don't care how saved, how sanctified you are. If you get there, certain things that's going to affect you. They're going to affect you. And we need to be very careful about those type of things that we don't hurt and offend and this. I'm going to tell you, the nearest I've ever come backsliding since I've been saved is through disappointment. Through disappointment. I've had a couple of disappointments in my experience with God that almost floored me. It almost floored me. As near as I ever come of falling out or losing out with God in my life was through a disappointment in somebody. God help us tonight that we get a hold of the Word of God. I'm glad that we can go in the times of disappointments and the time of misunderstanding and the time of confusion. I'm glad we still have direction that we can go and we can read the book and we can find the answer. Lord, help us tonight. Are you at your wit's end tonight? Have you tried this thing and it don't work? Are you disappointed in somebody? Are you confused about some of the teachings or some of the doctrines or something that's happened in your community, your neighborhood, your family, your surrounding? Let me urge you tonight to look into the book. Look into the book tonight. Find a place somewhere alone with God and ask God to direct you to the part of the book that'll be to your case. And he'll come right to you. God will bring it to you tonight. And God will clear that thing up in your mind. And you can get real. And you know you're not gonna go to heaven anyway if you ain't honest. If you're not honest, you ain't gonna make it anyway. But oh, if you can come before God, and that's why I can't do nothing for you. All I can do is tell you what the book says. But I don't know what's in you. I don't know how sincere you are. I don't know what your motives is. I've been thinking about a thought. I look around here tonight, and there's probably a couple hundred people here. And any one of you looks alike. Every one of you look different. You all got eyes and nose and ears and hair and head. But every one of you look different. You know God made us like that? God made us like that. Then why? Why? Why can't we just let it be like that? Why do I have to be like you? Or you got to be like me? Can't I allow God to deal with you? Can't you allow God to deal with me? Can't you let God help us out? I believe God reserves the right to deal with every individual by himself. Believe that. I'm not leaving the preachers out there. We're going to take your job. I don't know. If I can get to heaven any other way, I'd be tempted to take it anyway. But Lord, help us tonight. I believe that God reserves, and I'm going to say this, that you and I, every one of us, we need to leave a space for God to deal with every individual soul. An individual soul. I got a hold of that for myself many, many years ago. That in my decisions, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I want to go yonder. And I've made plans, and I'm going to so-and-so and all those kind of things. But somewhere or another along the line, I got they came to me from the Lord that I want to reserve a space in your life. And it was so plain and so clear, so definite to me that I like to leave a space about 3 feet or 4 feet right out there in front of me. And as I'm traveling through life journey, well, I'd like to do this. And I'd like to go younger. And I'd like to be this. And I'd like to do that. But always, always leaving that little space for God to change your mind, to change your ways, to change your decisions, to change your plans. I wonder how many of us tonight can allow God to do that. Lord, help us tonight. Can't we do that tonight? The Word of God gives us that. God reserves the right. I just use that terminology. He reserves the right to deal with every individual soul. And God knows how to deal with us folks. And God knows how to help you. And He knows how to help me. And He will help me. He will help you. If you're in your wit's end tonight, and you don't know which way to turn, and you don't know what to do, go to the book. Go to the book. Is that good advice? Is there something wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? You know, we talk about the truth. I love the truth. I love the truth. You know, the Bible said, "Thy word is truth." One woman in Illinois, one time I went up there to preach a funeral, and she said, I wish we had the truth here in this town. I know what she was talking about. She was thinking about some saints living there and preaching and having a congregation. But I said, "Sister, the truth's already here. The truth's already here." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, the Bible said that Jesus said, 'I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.'" I said, "Jesus is right here in this town too." And I said, "You can look to Him right here, just like you was anywhere else. Jesus is everywhere tonight. The truth is everywhere tonight. God is everywhere tonight. And we can call on Him wherever we're at. We can look to Him wherever need might be. In the deepest dungeon, in the darkest corner, in the most distressful situation, in the most confused state of mind, there's a way out tonight. There's a way out. And it's written in a book. Aren't we thankful that God put in a book that I can look in the book? That don't mean I can't be taught by other people. And that don't mean I can't be instructed by other folks. But I have the privilege tonight to look in the book for myself. And you have that right to do it for yourself too. It's an open book tonight. May the Lord help us tonight. Oh, I don't know. It's here for us if we want it tonight. I just got a couple little thoughts here. Oh, one place it said take a little book and eat it. Just take it and eat it. But I've got the word being saved down here. You know, I see a lot of folks that are actually confused about whether they're saved or not. You know, that's a bad place to be in. You know, you won't be able to face the trials of life. You won't be able to stand. You won't be able to keep the victory unless you know where you're standing with. You won't be able to do that. And you say, "Well, I don't know whether I'm saved or not." Well, I was saved one time, or I've been to the altar, or I got saved when I was young, or something like that. Listen tonight. If you're confused about whether you're saved or not, I want to tell you tonight, you don't have to be. You can come to God, get an experience of God, and then the only thing that, well, nothing can make it. As long as you stand on that book right there, heaven and earth can pass away, but you won't never, you'll still be standing. Isn't that wonderful? You can build your word life on the Word of God, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The seas can roar, the bombs can fall, the depressions can come, evil can abound in the world, a sickness can come, your health can fail, cancer can take over, or something else can get a hold of you, and you can still, the Word of God will still be reading just the same. You can still stand right there, and it'll see you right on through your deathbed. It'll stand right there by you when the last breath is going out of your body. You can still stand on this, what saith the Word of God. That's a solid place. Don't have a foundation this morning. This is a foundation right here.
Brother Simon?
Yeah.
All
right.
Mm-hmm.
Seek you out of the Word of God, out of the book. Not one of these will fail something. Praise the Lord. Just right out of the book. Right out of the book. I remember years ago in Myrtle, there was a message preached on sanctification. Brother Carver, bless his heart, that's many, many years ago. And I'm not going to do that. But he went around. Somebody probably here might have been there. He went right around in front of everybody in the house and said, "Are you sanctified?" You know how Brother Carver was. "Are you sanctified?" He got a lot of different answers. You know, there's a lot of people don't really know whether they're sanctified or not. They went to the altar, they prayed, they tried to obtain an experience, they've heard it talked about. Somebody says it's like this, and somebody said it's like that, and one book said this way. And like I mentioned the other day in the meeting, I believe, if somebody gets confused about some of the doctrines of the church, or sanctification or divine healing. And I mentioned the other day, I'm not against tracts and books or anything like that. But I recommend you just go right to the Word of God. Go right to the Word of God. And so tonight, that's what I like to do if you're confused. And so tonight, I wonder tonight, how many is here tonight that is confused about your experience with God, about your sanctification? Have you really been sanctified holy? Are you a possessor of the Holy Spirit tonight? Stuttering about the thing. I want to tell you, you can come right on the Word of God. And if you're saved tonight, you can present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy, which is your reasonable service, and God will accept that. If you mean that from the heart, you're not withholding nothing back, and you're honest about the thing, you can come to the Lord tonight and present yourself to God, and God will sanctify. The Holy Spirit will come into your life, and He'll sanctify you. He'll sanctify you. Whether you feel anything or not, I pray God to help us. Sometimes us preachers, we tell our experiences sometimes, and then some poor little confused soul, they want what Brother Samuel's got. Or they want what somebody else got. You know, the Bible said something about different manifestations of the same Spirit. Same Spirit tonight. Well, sometimes it works that way. Sometimes it does work that way. Sometimes it is a something poured out glorious. But I want to tell you tonight, over the years I've seen many people saved. Many people saved. I've seen many people sanctified. But I want to tell you tonight, I've seen just as many, and maybe more. Maybe more. That just came to God with an open heart and a sincere desire and confessed their sins to God, got up without any outward show whatsoever, and turned out to be sound, solid saints that never did backslide. I've seen a lot of them do that. I've seen others that came, and it was just wonderful. It was outpouring, and it was such a wonderful blessing. And they held out too. A lot of them have held out too. I've seen the same thing happen with people getting the experience of sanctification. They come, and they seek, and they turn. And I've seen some just fully come, meet the conditions of the Word of God, believe it and receive it and go on their way and bear fruit. After all, that's what tells whether we're sanctified or not. It's fruit we bear. Ain't how you feel. Don't ever judge your experience how you feel. Not safe to go by feeling. Not safe to base your experience on feeling. Check if you're a fruit if you really want to know where you're at. Check the fruit you're bearing. You can come to God. Don't have to be this way, but you can. If you're confused tonight,
about your experience. There might be somebody here that's not even convinced what we're preaching or what we're standing for around here is the truth. There might be some people here that don't even, that are confused whether this is even the truth or not. I don't know everybody that's here. And you might have seen so many things, and if you want to look, you can see them. If you want to look around, you'll see. You'll see things you don't need to see if you want to look. But the Bible didn't tell you to look at the weakest one in the congregation. He didn't tell you to look at the one that's not measured up. He didn't tell you to look at them. He said, mark the perfect man. Behold the upright. Be in that man's peace. You might be here tonight and you've been so confused about some things that you're just even doubtful whether this is even the truth or not. Whether this is even the right church or not. You know, we just take a lot of things for granted, don't we? But if you're here like that, I want to urge you tonight to look in the book. God will lead you and guide you into all truth. Get an experience with the Lord. See, turn your heart over to God. Let God lead you. I'm saying it again. I'm not afraid to put you in the hands of God and let God lead you. I'm not afraid to do it. I'm not afraid of my own children. Put them right in the hands of God. God, you lead them. You teach them. You bring them. You reveal truth to them. You bring them along as you see that they're able to bear. I may not know how much they're able to stand. A lot of times I don't. I may not know how much they're able to bear. I may not know how much they're able to receive. Lord, you bring them along. You know how much they're able to receive. How much they're able to bear. How much they're able to accept. Don't you know that, who was it, Jacob back there, he told Esau, he said, you go on, take the cattle and the men and all. He said, I'll bring the young ones along. Because if I overdrive them one day, they'll die. Holler on softly. If you overdrive them one day, you'll kill them. God help us today. We're dealing with souls. We're dealing with men's souls. And we only God is a safe place. I don't know of a man in this world I'd trust my soul to tonight. I don't know of no human beings I'd put my soul in their hands tonight. I don't know of one. I got confidence in a lot of folks, but not that much. Not that much. I've seen too many failures. I've been disappointed too many times. But I can anchor my soul in the haven of rest. I can trust God. I can build my life on the Word of God. And I can take and hold that, believe all things and hold that which is good. And I'll be safe and I'll be sound as long as I'm on the Word of God. As long as I'm on the Word of God, I'll be safe and sound. Are you confused tonight? You don't have to believe that this is a church. You don't have to believe that we're the only ones. You just get saved. You just get saved. You know, sometimes we try to get the old cart before the horse.
Said it right that time.
You know, we're trying to teach people about the church of God. And they're still blind. They're still blind. They can't see this. They can't see the truth. They can't see the church. They don't know what we're talking about until they get their eyes open. We ought to be trying to get folks saved. You can't cram this thing down people's throats and them not even saved. They're not able to receive it. They're not born full grown. See, the Bible said newborn babes. You got to walk. You got to learn to crawl. You got to learn to walk. You got to learn to speak. You got to learn how to take care of yourself. It takes time. Fella got saved over home last week, before last, 65 years old. I said, now, brother, I said, you're 65, but you're a baby. You're just a little baby. And I said, you've got to learn to walk. You've got to learn to crawl. You've got to learn how to talk. And I said, you don't grow up in a day. You don't grow up. And don't let nobody push you. Don't let nobody push you. Somebody comes along trying to push you, overload you, ride you down. Don't listen to them. Just let wait. God will bring you along. He'll bring you along. Is that all right? Is it safe to let God do that?
Is it say, is it better for God to do that than the Bible saying let every man be persuaded in his own mind? You're not persuaded this thing's right, you ain't going to live it no way. May God help us tonight. Lord, help us tonight. Are you confused? Are you confused? Are you at your wit's end? Have you tried it so many times and failed? Have you got confused and looking at this and looking at that? And now you don't know what condition you're in. At your wit's end. Listen, may the Lord help us tonight. We're going to quit here in a minute. It said they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. Don't know which way to do. You don't know which way to turn. Your house is burned down. You've lost everything you've got. Your wife's gone. Your health's gone. You feel like all your friends are gone. You feel like all your friends are gone. Yeah, you get that way sometimes. People get that way. People, there are people like that in the world. Don't feel like they got a friend in this world. People get that way sometimes. But I'm glad there's a way out. I'm glad there's a way out. Well, I don't know what folks are going to say about these messages, and I can't help it because it's right anyway. It's the truth. And if there ever was a time in this world, and I've been saying steady as you go for the last 4 years, because God told me to tell you that. He told me that, and he told me to tell other folks about it. We're right down to closing of time. And I wrote in that little testimony I put in the paper, I read somewhere or another where at the dusk at night, just before dark, between sundown and dark, they have more accidents on the highway than any other hour during the day. Some folks got their lights on, some got them off, and then you don't see good and things don't look good right at dusk. Right at that very closing of the day is the most dangerous time to be out on the highway. That's where we're living right now, the very closing of the day. And there's more shipwrecks right now than ever before. This is the most dangerous time that we've ever lived in. The church right today, as I know the church, is going through the most trying time I've ever heard about. Lord, help us now. Because you say, I remember when I read about when they was martyred. You know why they was martyred? They come out there and said, if you don't deny Christ, we're going to burn you at the stake. That ain't hard to figure out what's going on. Either you do or you don't. You either deny Christ or you're going to be burned at the stake. That ain't no hard decision. It may be a hard decision, but what I mean, you know what you're doing. If you say I will not deny him, then I'll be burning the same. But now, it ain't like that. We don't know where the enemy is lurking all along the highway. Every snare and trap, enticement, temptation. The devil knows that his time is short. And we're right down there at the very closing of the day. And some have their lights on and some don't have their lights on. And some are just getting home from work and they're tired and they just stopped in the beer joint to get a few beers before they went on home. It's the most dangerous time in the day. Just before dark. And that's the age you and I are living in today. I feel like. And this is the most dangerous time. We're living in the most deceptive time. We're living in a time when there's all kinds of spirits loose in this world. All kinds of deceptive spirit. All kinds of things. Lord, help us tonight. You can't go by things you see, hear. Oh, as Jesus said, they said, come over here. We got him over here in the desert over there. Over here, he said, go not with them. Study as you go, right on down the straight path. Stay on the Word of God. Stay with the Word. Stay with the truth. Stand on the Word of God. Feel every bit of truth you can get a hold of it. Put it in your life. Stand on it tonight. And he'll see it through these last few hours. This is a message the Lord gave me 4 years ago. Be 4 years ago, the first part of January. Not this message, but this thought. He gave me, I had a vision. I'm going to tell it again. The Lord gave me a vision. I know it was from the Lord because it come to pass. And I seen, I'm going to tell you about it again. I seen I was traveling down a road. I don't know whether it was a dream or a vision or whatever it was. And as I looked down there, I seen two walls on each side of the path. And they was about 40 feet high. They were so real, you could tell how high they were. About 40 feet high on each side of this path. And they were painted black on this side and black on that side. And as I was walking down this straight and narrow way, these walls started to cave in. They started to cave in. And I thought I was going to be crushed to death. Thought I was going to be crushed to death. And just as they were falling down, I don't know what good I could do, but I just throwed my hands up and started pushing back on them big concrete walls. And as I was pushing them back, they stopped holding right along there. About halfway, they come down about halfway and they stopped. As I pushed my hands up, they stopped. And then I looked down through that path. And I seen a little path about that wide going right straight down through the middle of them walls. And that's when the Lord spoke to me and that little saying I'd picked up in my Navy days. And he said, steady as you go. Steady as you go. I want to tell you, saints, tonight, you better be steady as you go. You better get a hold of God. You better get on the Word of God. And dismiss all doubts and confusion and everything. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Stand on the Word of God. It'll see you right through to the very end. I've lived and died with it. And I see the devil doing all that he can to destroy this thing. God to hold it back. God to hold it back. It ain't me holding back. It's God stopped that wall from falling. And I can see a path. When I'm in the way so narrow, I can see a pathway through. Here it is right here on the Word of God. This is the way through. You can build your life right on it. And the gates of hell can't come against it. You can stand the shock. You can stand the test. What others do, you can go on anyway. You don't have to be up and down in your experience just because of what other folks do and what other folks say. Because you ain't going to answer them. They ain't going to get you to heaven, no way. And they're not going to keep you out of heaven either. They don't have to. But there's many things to distract our attention today. Oh, my soul, I know God saved my soul. I know God sanctified my very being. I know God revealed the truth to my heart. I know what God did for me. And I know it's right because it's worked. It's worked for 30 years almost. And it's still working tonight. It's as clear to me as it was the night I got saved. The church is just as clear and definite to me as it was when I seen it the first time. And I got it out of this book. And it's going to be there. Are you confused tonight? Look to God. Are you mixed up? Has the devil been riding you like he has me? Lord, help us tonight. There's a way out of this thing tonight. There's a straight path going right down through there. Praise God. And mentioned about the old pilgrim the other night here. Talked to him in there one place about he come up there and there was two big lions right there on the side of the road. Two tied right there, right just standing on both sides of the path. Oh, yes, there's a lot of growling over here, a lot of growling over there, a lot of upheaval over here, a lot of upheaval over there. One is saying this and another saying that. I believe it this way and I believe it that way. It ain't this way and it ain't that way. But bless God tonight, there's a way right here. It leads the same, always had, always will. And we can stand on the thing tonight. And as we got along there, the old pilgrim traveling along, he didn't know no way to go around the thing. He decided he was going to have to stay on the path. And he got up there, and then both of them old lions was tied. They could just come out so close to this, one on one side of the path and one on the other. And he had a little place he could go right through there. And all they could do is snarl their nose at him. That's all the devil can do if you're built on the Word of God. All he can do is poke a finger. He can't hurt you. He can't get in your heart. He can't cause you to backslide. He can't cause you to give up. He can't do that. All he can do is accuse you. He's just accused you of the blood, and that's all he does. May the Lord bless us tonight. I don't know what you think about this, but it's from God. It's from the Lord. And it's for everyone that's in here tonight. Saved or unsaved or confused or whatever your condition is tonight. This is for you. And it's for me too. Are you at your wit's end? Are you in trouble? Are you confused? Are you mixed up? Do you not know where you stand? Listen what they done. They reeled to and fro and staggered like a drunk man and are at their wit's end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Tonight, God will do that for you tonight. He'll do that for you tonight. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you really saved? Are you sanctified? Have you had that real, definite, second blessing to your soul? Are you? You can have it. You can have it. Yeah, but I don't feel all tore up. You can still have it. You can do business with God. You can just do business. This is God. Didn't Isaiah say, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. The old song said, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He's still God tonight. He's still Jesus. And he'll hear you tonight. You want to go to heaven? You really want to go to heaven? You've been disappointed. You got family problems. Your husband ain't treating you right. Your wife ain't treating you right. You got problems in your home. Oh, God has an answer for that. Come tonight. Seek the Lord. May the Lord bless you tonight. I hope, if I don't ever see you again, that you'll remember this message tonight. As we're traveling on down to the end. Yeah, we're nearing the end. I'm not going to say it's going to be here this week or next week. It might be. It might be. I'm not going to tell you that, though. But I believe I can tell you, according to the Word of God, that we're right down there at the very closing up of time. There's no answer. There's no answer for the world. As much trouble as there is in the world. The nations, they don't know how to solve their problems. The nation you and I live in is so much in debt, it can't no way it can get out. This country will go bankrupt one of these days. I'd be safe in almost predicting that. $1 billion, $1 trillion, I don't know what that is. How much you owe tonight? Don't you know you could wake up some morning and all the money you got ain't worth nothing? Maybe 10 or 15 cents a dollar, something like that? No, we just got used to everything, so now we're living in a troubled world. And we're living in a confused age. And I'm going to say it again, that the Church of God as we know it, I say that because about most of us, all us know is us folks and
Guthrie and California. You know, that's what we kind of, when we think of the church, I hope our vision is wider than that. But as a general thing, the church right this very day is going through a trying time. The devil's doing all he can to deceive. He's going to be loosed out of his prison to go out and do what? To deceive the nations. The greatest danger we have today of being deceived. Being deceived. That's why there's no safe place. There's no place else to go. You cannot afford to take a chance in building your life on anything else but thus saith the word of God. Amen. You cannot fail. You cannot afford to be careless or indifferent.